I'm really touched by our brothers sharing. Just like, sorry, right here, you can see how simple the Lord is.
Not so complicated. But one thing I'd like to underline what our brother shared concerning, again, the seven stars in the right hand. And here we can see a very simple and yet wonderful example. Let's go back again to Isaiah. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 22. Shebna. There are two names here. Shebna and Eliakim. If you go to verse 17, indeed the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man. That is exactly the name, the meaning of the name Shebna. The strong one, the mighty one. If you're so mighty and you're so strong, you don't need the Lord anymore, right? You can do a lot of things by yourself. Are you that mighty? You want to be so strong, a great man like Samson? A mighty man. You know, many of the leading brothers, they like to be so strong. What is the Lord said about the church in Philadelphia? You are a strong church. You have strong power. Huh? What do you prefer? When you pray, Lord, make me strong. Right? You know why the Lord didn't answer that prayer? Because when you're strong, you don't need him anymore. You rely upon yourself. You make your own decision. Do whatever you like. You're so capable, so able to do anything by yourself. Right. You think the Lord is so capable, can do everything? He said, no, I can do nothing. Paul says, it's not I. Before he was called by the Lord, he was Superman. He was very strong. Yeah. Right? You like to be so strong like Paul? So after he met the Lord, he became even stronger. What happened? He was knocked off, knocked down. Knocked out. He even became blind. He became nothing. And he threw away everything that he knew. And whatever he thought he knew, he said it was what? Rubbish. Dung. Useless. You know, whatever we can do without him will not count. And it's even worse, because you think you're doing a great work. But the Lord says you're building what? What was he building? Huh? What is a sepulcher?
A tomb.
A tomb. Ah, glorified tomb like the sepulcher in the Philippines. You think you're doing a great job. God says, no, you're building your own grave. The end of which is just death. Serious word. So, would you like to be Shivna? A strong, vigorous man? You know, I see so many, they like to be strong. If you're so strong, you don't need God anymore. You don't need the Lord anymore. And this is what happened to the devil. Before he became the devil, he liked to be God, to be like God. But I appreciate the Lord says, you have little strength. With a little strength, you need the Lord in everything. Paul says, I did so many things, yet not I. Paul didn't say, I am so strong. But the grace of God that is in me. So, here is a church that relies upon God for everything. What about in your household? What about in our own personal life? Right? We want to be so capable. We can do all things by myself. Paul says, I can do all things, period. No? What did he say? Do all things through Christ. Christ is his strength. Without him, none of us can do everything. And with your own strength, you can dig your own grave. No, it's not a joke. That's what happened to Shivna. He was building a glorified sepulcher. So the Lord is going to kick him out like a soccer ball. Right? Have you ever kicked a soccer ball? How far can you kick it? And how far do you think God can kick a ball? From the earth all the way to the moon. At the end, you will land in the moon. But here is Eliakim, the faithful witness. The Lord is so faithful. He never depends upon himself. He depends upon God. Right. A man who said, I cannot do anything of myself and by myself. And the work that I'm doing, it's not me doing it. It's not my responsibility. And goodness. Right? The more you bear your own responsibility, the worse the work becomes. This is why the stars held in the Lord's right hand. Well, I've seen that. I really have seen that. Amen. Everybody must listen to him. Right. And I heard him also said, I've been observing all these years, none of you can give a message better than mine. Oh, yeah, it's your message. It's not God's message. And at the end, he has a glorified tomb. And even all the trainees have to go and see his tomb. Isn't that what somebody said who came to the church in Toronto? At the end of the training, the reward is to go to see his tomb. Goodness. I don't want to see a sepulcher. The Lord's tomb was empty. Mary went to see early in the morning, wanted to see him. Do you want to see a dead man in a tomb? What did the angel say? He's not there. Behold, he's risen. You want to build a sepulcher.
We are all so foolish, we think we are building a great work. The greater the work is, so glorious, it will be just a glorified sepulcher. We need to see this. It's written there, not just as a chapter in Isaiah. No, we need to apply it. We need to apply it. It's important. So who is the only one that's trustworthy to build God's house, if not the Lord himself, whose architect and builder is God himself? How can you build a church, the new Jerusalem that's heavenly? It says it came down from heaven out of Paul, out of Peter, out of God. It's heavenly. You should learn to tell the Lord, I'm just earthly. I'm an earthling. How can I build with my human hands something that is heavenly? Have you ever been up there? No. Only the one who came down from heaven. The Lord says, I am the man from heaven. He came from the Father's bosom. Yeah. Right. So he is our Eliakim today. Eliakim means raised up by God, not appointed by man. So don't appoint any man, and don't appoint yourself. But we all trust in him because we're building something that is heavenly. Whatever man can build is earthly, with earthly materials, wood, hay, and stubble, good for the burning. But we need the treasure in the house of David, like our brother said, who had a key. An open door is not just an open door to preach the gospel. When you pray, Lord, give us an open door, what do you mean? For the gospel, of course. But the open door there, if you read it, connect it to Isaiah chapter 22, it is the treasure of King David. And you gave a very good example. Right? But many times we use it for ourselves to build our own sepulcher, our own glory, our own name, right? Which is a shame. And remember, the Lord will kick you out like a ball. So this is a vision, a very clear vision. The open door is to open up all the treasure, because in Christ Jesus is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The treasure is not in the internet. It's not in the library. Right? But hidden in Christ Jesus. And who can open those treasures? Right. So he alone has the key, the keys of David. If he shuts it, you're finished. Right. So praise the Lord. Right. We love his name, and we love his word.
we all need to learn. Right. Then we can be Philadelphia. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then you will become a pillar, not by your own strength. And this Eliakim is that peg in the house of God. And all the things hang upon him. He's the only one who could bear the responsibility. You're right, no one can be responsible. Even me, you give me, oh, I said, ah, I need this and I need that, and I'm going to use your credit card. Right. And that's what happened in the Christian world today. People use whatever God has given for themselves and for their own glory. You even have three jets, big building. Huh? Crystal Cathedral. Right. But in the eyes of God, it's a crystal grave, sepulcher, a tomb. Yeah. It's glorified, but it's still a tomb. What's the use of a glorified tomb? The Lord didn't even have his own tomb. Belongs to somebody else. And he only needed it for less than how many hours? Less than 36 hours. Right. So we are so foolish, we are so blind. So may the Lord open our eyes to see this particular point. Who bears the responsibility in the house of God? Who is the peg? Go to the Lord. Ask him. If you don't ask him, that means you're denying him of his kinship. He's the head over all things to the church. Can you imagine if my hand wants to do something, I don't need the head. I'll just decide for myself what I want to do. Can you do that? No, you cannot. It's impossible. So to have the name of God written in your forehead, the name of the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Remember, it's heavenly Jerusalem. It is not built by you or me or anybody else. It came down from heaven, out of God. So who is building it? Right. And his name, his new name. Praise the Lord. Right. So praise God for this wonderful church in Philadelphia. Which church do you want to be? Sardis. Make your choice. Okay? Praise the Lord. Easy choice? Ah, you see, he thought it was easy. Huh? Okay, let's have a break.